the veterans against Iraq, the whole umbrella of everyone. Everyone was marching, and then what was like the, I don't even know what to call them, I'm going to say the anarchists, for lack of a better word, they broke off, right? And they were going down the street, and it started with just people tipping over garbage cans and stuff. The windows started breaking. And they would cut the chains of the like newspaper boxes and drag them in the street to like block the police. And the whole goal was to block the delegate buses. That was what they wanted to do. So they would like link arms and form a human chain blocking the street. Like they would stand there and sing, and the police would come up to them. And it was all the bike cops at first. They'd stand there with their bikes, and they'd look for a break, and they'd lift up their bikes and start hitting people with their bikes and start pushing people. And yeah, it was.
The police were hitting people with bicycles.
They weren't like hitting them. I'm sorry, but they were like, they would have it, and they'd be like pushing you back, like, get back, screaming in your face.
The way we've seen them use horses and motorcycles in other cities.
Yeah, but they were picking these ones up. And then they were blocking the delegate buses in a couple different locations, came down to the waterfront, arrested a couple people, and then everyone came back up. That's when two groups met up, and they started spraying everyone. And
police started spraying with tear gas.
It wasn't tear gas. It was not tear gas. What they would do is they'd shoot people with paint, like balls of paint, like paint bullets. I kept smelling, like tasting paint. I was like, what's the deal? Like, what is this paint? And it was green paint. And they would hit people, and I saw people like splatter, covered with it. They'd ignite some smoke bombs and then spray some tear gas into just a couple people. And then it would carry down like all Kellogg. But yeah, it carried down. And I felt it from about 150 yards away. And it hit me in my eyes and my mouth, and it's like it burnt. Like, I felt it. It was right there.
Did the police give an order to disperse before they launched their chemical weapons?
Yep. Oh, yeah. They definitely gave an order.
Did they give enough time for people to get away?
Oh, yeah, completely. But it's not, people aren't going to move away. I mean, obviously, this is what happens. The police are baiting people. People are baiting the police. And someone is going to step over that boundary. This is what happens at all of these things. It, you know, it doesn't get the word out. This is so sanitized. That's why people riot and fight at these protests and start breaking stuff. It's because protests don't do anything anymore. It's not the 60s anymore. It's like the whole point was to get the word out. Everyone who saw the protests already knew the word. You know what I'm saying? Like, they already knew about it. So that's why people start rioting, because they feel like it's worthless. It feels like they need to resort to violence to really get their voices heard, which is really sad, I think. I think it's really sad. I'm from St. Paul. I live right up on the hill. Yeah.
Were the police in riot gear?
Oh yeah, yeah. They had the whole getup. They had the big batons, the big. I have some press passes from inside, and I kept trying to get photos because I'm doing a blog about it, and I would come up and they'd scream, "Get back!" And I'd turn around and he'd have the big gun pointed in my face, and I'd hold up my credentials. I was like, "Press corps, press corps!" Like, "Don't hurt me, don't hurt me." He'd say, "Then get back!" Like in my face, and I would just like walked away. You know, and it's like, it's just overwhelming, like, how scary these guys really are, you know? But I thought it was crazy how I saw, like, it's like I was with the press, like, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I saw some of these guys, they were walking up, like, staring into the cops, like, these cops, like, 7 feet tall. These are, like, you know, 18, 19, 20-year-old kids who are, like, staring these guys down. Like, they were not afraid. And it's like these guys, like, these people are really believe what they believe. Like, I've always felt it's just kind of a game, kind of a scene, you know, kind of for something people get into. But like, seeing these people like step up, like, people were really about something. And like, I don't know, I kind of gained a lot of respect for a lot of these people.